I was lucky enough to be at their concert on Thursday night. You know, I don't like this band at all, Kyle.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But, you know, so they did a great job. It was a great performance. Hey, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, the 104.3 The Fan, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Jack's has locations up and down the Front Range, so check them out. Let's go to the phones. And Jeanette Laura from Parks and Wildlife is joining us. She's from the Southeast region, and she's a volunteer coordinator. Hope I got your – did I get your title right, Jeanette?
You sure did. Thanks for having me, Terry.
Well, thanks for coming on. I think this is important. I kind of plugged this earlier on the show, and the fact that volunteers are such an important part of parks and wildlife. You know, no one goes, oh, boy, I get to buy a parks pass, or, oh, boy, I get to buy a fishing license. Well, they should. I hope they do, because they get so much enjoyment out of it. But one of the reasons you're able to keep costs down at Parks and Wildlife is through the work of volunteers, because you really don't get any money from the general fund. It's almost all user funds and a few grants and excise tax. And so in order to keep everything in good shape and do repairs and keep it clean and work on projects, volunteers are really important, aren't they?
Oh, yes. I mean, as inflation keeps going up, we are continually trying to do more with less. And one of the main ways we can do that is through volunteer assistance. So we have close to 5,000 volunteers contributing every year. And that value that they put into our agency is close to $10 million. I mean, it's tremendous.
That's awesome. What type of projects do volunteers usually get involved in? I mean, well, just take us kind of through some of the even basic and even some of the more advanced ones.
Absolutely. So we definitely have a range of projects. Some of what I'm going to highlight today is kind of open to everyone. The more hands, the better. You know, cleanup projects, habitat improvement, you know, recreation improvement. That's some of what we have going on right now. But then some of our deeper projects that are ongoing are wildlife monitoring efforts, you know, whether that's raptor monitors, bluebird monitors that, you know, monitor nest boxes. We do, you know, annual counts for some of our big game species, you know, bighorn sheep. Then tons of education. I can't, you know, ambassadors, whether it comes to within the schools, you know, out at different festivals and events around, you know, your cities, your local communities, our education and outreach is just huge.
and a lot of people want to get involved in these. A lot of them, like you said, we're going to go through some where there's some need right now that really you can just sign up and help. But a lot of these, you say, require training. Now, does Parks and Wildlife provide that training? Do you look for people with particular backgrounds?
You know, it's always wonderful when we find that true gem that has the background. Maybe they're a retiree from, you know, natural resources, whether it's our agency or another. You know, the skill set is tremendous. You know, people who claim to be amateur hobbyists sometimes are our best resources, you know, whether it's birding or wildflowers or, you know, geology, you know, as they share that love and passion with others, you know, hunting, fishing, when we do our, you know, hunter outreach, it's skills that anyone can have. And sometimes just what you think is your hobby is something that you can share with others and just have that grow, that love of nature and being outdoors and how to respect it too. You know, when we talk about leave no trace principles and recreating responsibly, you know, newcomers to this may not know the best way to handle themselves in order to recreate responsibly and have it be sustainable. And so that's all things that our volunteers can share with others.
Now, I know in your region right now, you have a lot of projects that just need hands-on. Like, tell us about what you've got coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So over the course of the next 6 weeks, every weekend we will have a different project around the Southeast region that anyone can help with. So we have a number of different recreation improvement projects, and those are ranging from Salida way out east of Colorado, out by Lyman area, state wildlife areas, and we'll be building picnic tables, putting in tent pads, you know, putting in fire pits, things like that. And then the two big ones that I want to highlight are two partnership events that we have going on that are for watershed cleanup. So on Sunday, the 26th, we will have a Creek Week cleanup, and that is the Fountain Creek Watershed District. And the Fountain Creek Watershed runs all the way from Monument down through Pueblo and then from Woodland Park, you know, east. And this cleanup effort is, over the last 7 years, they've cleaned up 108 tons of trash out of the waterways in this area. And so Colorado Parks and Wildlife is pleased to be partnering. We're going to host our site along Mark Dabbling to help clean up a stretch of Monument Creek.
So it just sounds like great projects. And, you know, we've had a lot of new people either return to the outdoors or get into it for the first time because of COVID restrictions. We're making it difficult to do other things. And it's going to be interesting to see how many of these people stay. But a lot of them aren't used to being in the outdoors or the nuances and the etiquette and, you know, what to do with trash and all those things. And even during normal times, unfortunately, there are people that don't pay enough attention. And I know when I go out, I really want it to look nice for me and anybody I take with me or anybody that goes out. So it's so important. We enjoy the experience so much better. Why don't you tell people if they're interested in any of your next 6 week projects, or if they're interested in overall volunteer, maybe, how do they get a hold of you? What do they do? Is there a place on the website?
Absolutely. So we actually just launched a brand new volunteer website in July. It's called CPW Connect. And so that web address is cpwconnect.state.co.us. And there's a calendar feature. You can find all of these projects and more around the state from the calendar feature. And then if you're looking for more of those long-term, ongoing projects that might require that training, and yes, we would provide it, those opportunities could be found on the Get Involved link. There's just sign up. We would love to have you and just get more people, because the more hands there, it's going to be lighter work for sure.
And I'm sure if you Googled CPW Connect, that site would come up. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's because people always have trouble in Colorado and state. But if you just Google it, it comes right up. Call us CPW Connect. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us. Great work, great efforts. It's so much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, Terry. Thanks to your listeners as well.
You bet. That's Jeanette Lara from Parks and Wildlife. You know, we want to keep our parks in really good shape. So if you're interested at all, you know, volunteer, try to get out and help. And you know what? It's satisfying to know you're taking care of things, especially if it's places that you visit. We're going to take a time out. We come back, we're going to take you to Boyd Lake where they're doing some projects. We're going to talk a little fishing, a little more waterfall hunting, and so much more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.